Hello, podcast listeners. It's Mr. T. I'm so glad that you tuned into Life's a Binge. It's my favorite podcast. They cover TV, movies, pop culture, music, all kinds of stuff on Life's a Binge. In fact, I pity the fool that don't listen to Life's a Binge.
Yep.
I think so.
Yep.
I haven't really found anything overly newsworthy this week.
That's cool.
It happens.
It could be a short news week. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
We want to thank you. BJ sounds a lot like
Mr. T is impersonating BJ.
Yeah, that's weird.
Get out of here, Mr. T.
Look at me. I'm BJ. I can't remember anything. That reminds me of a story one time. Oh, I thought you were going to give me my drop.
All right. You want it? Okay. Aw.
Tangent train. My prediction? Train. Tangent train.
You can't even get through that.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks, Mr. T, for doing an intro for us. But anyway, thanks again out there for listening, liking, subscribing, leaving ratings, reviews, all that fun stuff. Big shout out to the patrons over at patreon.com/lifesabinge. We got Tony, David, Kathy, Jess, BJ, and the honorary bingers. You guys are awesome possums, and we love you so very, very much.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Big special thanks to Maddie Warburton.
Maddie Warbies.
Stepping up again, helping us out.
Thanks, yeah,
Warburton. Sounds good.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Oh, you know what, Matt?
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'm glad.
It's way more aggressive than I remember.
Yeah, that's almost. that's Tony and La Mesa talking to Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You loaned him a board, mixing board. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, exactly. I love drops. I don't think
really?
you guys understand.
I wish I could tell. I hope we do.
I wish I could have way more. Drops. And I keep having to like get rid of stuff to put other ones in there, but I think right now we got some good ones.
Hey.
No,
and we don't want to go overboard. We don't want to be the morning zoo.
Yes, yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
I want like a all of this.
You know, honestly. Yeah, honestly, I want to do all that shit.
So you just point at me and I'll do that for you.
Yeah, right.
I think he's trying to communicate.
Okay. Oh, but with all that being said, let's go ahead and start the show. So take a breath with us.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What is up?
The
rain came down. Started washing away San Diego.
Everything's wet.
Yeah, everything.
I'm happy about
That's
it.
What she said.
Digging it.
Hi. Nice
back
lady.
Off of that.
Exit stage left. Stage right, even.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah. That one next time.
That was pretty good.
It. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember.
No, I just remember that. That's like one. His Snagglepuss.
Yeah, there it is.
Snagglepuss.
Thank you.
What is it?
That was going to bother
Exit,
me.
Exit, stage left, stage right even.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. good.
Look.
It's kind of, it's
probably the same
it's
guy.
It's kind of Marvin the Martian-y. Where Marvin the Martian is kind of a Kermit the Frog.
My Elodium Pew-34 space modulator.
I'm trying to blow up the Earth.
That was my cousin's favorite.
That's my destroy yeah. Earth.
That was your favorite?
Yeah, Marvin the Martian.
It obstructs my view of Venus. I used to be able to do that one a little better.
It's just in the same, it's more nasal Kermit the Frog. Do Kermit and then put it in your nose.
Kermit in your
Hi-ho, Kermit the Martian
Kermit the
here.
Frog.
See? Yeah. So
that's upper register Kermit.
Yeah. It's well. You kind of close everything up too, like in your head to make that
compressed sound. Yeah. So that's what's up.
Everyone hears that voice talk. Training.
Right. Just put it in your nasal cavity.
Higher octaves, yes.
What's up is we just got some freaking pictures taken by a professional.
Boom, headshot.
So that's how exciting is that? That's my new business program.
I thought about calling. Yes. Boom, headshot. I should have named that the studio.
That's boom.
It has different connotations.
Fantastic.
Especially these days.
Boom, headshot. Lord.
Boom, headshot. Boom, headshot. I love it. I love it.
Headshot.
It's got to be like the Unreal Tournament voice, though.
Headshot. Boom, headshot.
There it is.
Yeah.
Good. Maybe with an echo, perhaps. Boom, headshot.
Headshot.
Yeah.
Headshot.
Oh, headshots.
Yeah. Headshots.
Yeah, headshots.
Either way.
Headshots.
Because it's like a reference to the game.
Yeah.
Of a game. Headshot. Game.
Boom. Headshots.
You guys, I'm going through them right now, and you guys look very handsome.
Well, thanks, man.
Nice.
Yeah. He, our own Rich Souble at Rich Shoots Photography.
RichShoots.com.
That's it. RichShoots.com and then at Rich Souble Photography is Instagram.
That's all my social media.
Freaking nailed it. Yeah. And check him out, dude, because, like, he is legit.
Oh, thanks, man.
And he made us look purdy.
I'm looking forward to see him.
Chin down.
See how we do.
Forehead out. Chin up. Shoulders back. Take a breath. Now look natural.
That's why I make fun of you after I make you do all that silly stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fantastic. Well, see that.
Make a face.
But see, I've had photographers where they're just like, okay, now smile. Look at the camera. Smile. And I'm like, could you, like... Tell me exactly what you want, because I will make the same face the entire time.
Just glow with it. You're doing great. Just have fun with it.
What's great with actors, like I was just making fun of us all for like having voice training and like knowing the terminology. But the great thing with actors is you can be very specific about what you want them to do with their faces, and they usually can just do it. With business people, it's a little bit harder.
Right.
Like I have to like sometimes go back there and like watch my face and then try to do this.
Do you think there's some sort of like
I don't say it like that
vulnerability that they feel?
There is, you know, a lot of people have a very and I actually did this. I wrote this a little thing about this, and this will be what's up with Rich because I'm not going to talk too long about this. I wrote this thing on Instagram the other day, and that a lot of people say, "Well, I don't take good pictures. Like, I don't look good in pictures. I don't look because they're not really comfortable with the way they look."
Right.
And most people look at themselves in the mirror in the morning like this.
Right.
And for those of you out there in Radio Land, I just made the straight stupid face that you make.
Oh, we heard
when
it.
When you look at yourself, did you hear it? The silence was deafening. That face you make when you look at yourself in your mirror, where like you're finding your flaws and you're like,
this
you don't see yourself.
And,
you don't see yourself like when Frank runs up, and you don't see yourself when something like you're falling off the edge of a laugh. You don't see yourself like when you see someone you love. Like you don't see those faces. So like not that I'm pooping tooting my own horn here, but I am a good photographer can bring that out in you. Like it's I wanted to see you when you're looking your best, and hell everybody has that. Like everybody does.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited to see.
Yeah, me too. It's gonna look good, dude. Yeah. Your shirt matches the background. I just noticed that.
But not like it's not. I love that. I love when people do it because it's not exactly the same, but it's super close.
I almost wore gray, but I was like, you know, I was told when you get pictures taken to like wear a color.
And so
I was like, I almost put on like blue, but I was like, it's a little too blue.
Any so silent.
I was gonna put on. I had a blue shirt that I was gonna go with, and I was like, and then I was gonna go with a black because black. I was like black. But
because what you have is like the most.
I like black because
you have like the most acceptable for as like pattern. I usually like try and stay away from patterns,
yeah, but right.
Like just like simple stripes like that. That's good.
Vertical
that
stripes.
Works. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was gonna wear.
It's about the third or fourth shirt I put on. I'm like, we're gonna go with this.
I was gonna wear like a blue button up, and I was like, I don't want to wear a button up.
It's like getting ready for a date.
No thing. Yeah, it is.
What am I gonna wear?
Well, that's the same thing. You're like, you should. Look how you want to look, and then I will make you look better.
Yep.
Not better, but like I will show you in your best light.
Your best light.
Right.
That's exactly it.
And so, yeah, anyway. So I did some work because I was sitting here in my pajama jammies because we were going to record
pajamas on,
earlier in the morning. And I was sitting here in my pajamas drinking my coffee, and you're like, oh, by the way, look good. We're taking photos. And I was like, son of a bitch. It's raining in San Diego, and I have the day off.
Luckily, I already look good.
And I wanted to
clean-shaven
stay in my pajamas. I was was not. I got up and I shaved and I had to. Well, you said we're taking photos. I don't think there's anything. I don't think I did anything else this over the past couple days.
No.
Let's see. Did something happen in the last couple of...
I don't think
what
so.
What happened? Nothing. What happened, B?
Nothing? Yeah, nothing new.
Nothing?
As far as like, yeah. Like, oh, no. Oh, I had my band rehearsal.
Oh, the band.
Yeah, the band. My band. Yeah, so we got together and it was fun. I wasn't sure. I didn't know what to expect very, very much.
Yeah.
And part of, for a little bit, I was like feeling a little like, oh, maybe I wasn't prepared as I should have been.
Really?
But it was all fine.
So what happened at your rehearsal? Did you like just go through your like song catalog and you're like, let's play this?
We had
a
list of like 10 songs that we were gonna go through. Mm-hmm. And so they have they have tracks that they play to that they have sort of like.
But?
So that
like a follow along, or they like actually like play the live track?
Well, no. So they have like background vocals on some of the stuff, and they have
that's random. Yeah. What happens if you screw up?
Well, I mean, you have to be able
you
to do
a
live.
Jig and
you
dance off the stage.
You still have to do it.
Do it live.
So
I need this iPad taken away from me.
So I have friends in Seattle who
do you
played in a band called Aphrodisiacs. And so they have like tracks that the drummer listens to and that he keeps the time to, and it'll have like the horn section in there.
Huh.
But they play like live bass, drums, and guitar.
Sure.
and sing. But they have right these on. Yeah. And so it's along those same lines. And they do have everything is tuned down a half a step, which is weird because as for me, I'm just used to singing it as it's sung.
As it is, right?
Yeah. So it takes a little bit of getting used to.
I would lose my mind. I'd be like, I can't not sing Mr. Brightside. How it should
have stepped down.
yeah, that really throws me off.
I don't even
like doing that at karaoke.
It's like singing, yeah, it's like singing the like harmony. It's like singing harmony the whole
sounds
time.
Yeah, it's so it's one of those
you're like
things.
I have to sing harmony like for the melody like, the you know, whole time.
You're like I'm a professional, you know, like and you know, and that was one of those things where I'm like, I know how to do it, you know, I could do it.
Yeah.
I'd rather sing it how
it's not
it,
the way I would want
is
to do it,
right? But like, you know, all right, here's the songs, and so we can go through it.
Yeah.
And so they kind of like start it, and I didn't kind of realize I'm singing like right away. So they're like, all right, Santeria from the top, you know, ding ding ding, he plays it, and they like, and they're like, are you gonna go? And I'm like, oh, okay, shit, yeah.
I ain't got no crystal ball.
Exactly, yeah. And I kind of just broke into it, and I'm singing. It was really cool because I'm singing, and I could tell like right away. I'm like, first of all, I'm like hearing it. I'm like, okay, right. That sounds good. That sounds and I know the song. That sounds good. And old boy, Paul, who's kind of putting it all together, is watching. He's like, that's good. That's good. He's good. And he's talking to his wife. He's like, oh, this is good. And so
was this the first time you like
sung
in front of him? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'd never met.
Everyone's not. Oh,
yeah. We had never met. He knows Leah,
right?
Who I know Leah,
right?
But
right.
He doesn't know Sawyer. So this first time he met Sawyer. I think it was the first time he met the drummer.
Huh.
So this is the first time that this is a unit getting
You've
together.
All been together, yeah.
And so Trevor's plays guitar and sings and he's good. And Freddie's the drummer. Mary plays keys. Although her keys weren't plugged in
on keys
today, but
on the keytar,
and then she sings too. And then Paul, he's not in the band, but he'll probably cover. We'll probably switch out for each other on different gigs. He has an '80s band too, and so he's like that we can switch out for each other and cover. But he plays keytar on some stuff.
Hell
there
yeah.
Is a keytar.
Yeah.
Hell
so there is a keytar.
Yes.
But
hell yeah!
But it was fun, and one week was a blast. Like that was the one where he was like, "Oh, he actually got on his knees and bowed to me while I was
you know all the words singing it. 1 week.
Well, Leah came through and she had all the lyrics like on the iPad,
nice.
which is good because I can get that from her.
Yeah,
just to have all the songs kind of ready to go. Yeah. And they're like, just you start it, and we'll fill in. And I'm like, all right.
Here we go.
One week since you looked at me.
Yep. Hell yeah.
So that's awesome. It's a fun, like, that's a fun song to sing because you're like right on top of, you know.
You kind of have to, like, move to the song to sing that song
China,
the right way.
Chicken, have a drumstick and your brain stop ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. We don't amaze on. Yeah, that'll never work.
That's why I was trying to throw you off.
Oh, yeah. I want to see, like, just if I could go through, like, a little bit of that.
Oh, there's no way, dude.
All right. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stop ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. We don't amaze on. I hope the smoke amends in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like singing tantric. Like sing is guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa. Mad films. That's crazy. Wow. That's crazy.
You got farther than I thought you would.
Because it's just
you gotta shut everything down.
Yeah, it's hard.
Autopilot it.
That's hard.
It's a skill you probably learned at Dolphin.
It's Shamu.
Stupid Shamu Stadium.
Yeah, Shamu Stadium. Yeah. You had that delay. But it wasn't in your ear hole.
Dude, I remember the first time I got that mic at that stadium, and I was doing, like, Surprise Squad or something. I was like, hello, Lolo.
Right.
I can't one the thing. Like, what did I just say?
Yeah, it is so disorienting.
Some little kid in front's like, what?
Yeah, it is so disorienting.
Well, that's why when I went to Petco to do the next PA guy or whatever. Oh. I had a little bit of experience with it. Otherwise, I'd have been like, oh, man. But if you're reading something, it seems a lot easier other than just like riffing off cuff. Because when you're riffing, you're like thinking about what you're going to be saying and like what's coming up.
Right.
And so if you're reading something, you just read it and just go because you know how to read.
Yeah.
But if you're like thinking, what am I supposed to be saying? As you're saying that out loud, your brain's trying to figure out the next word. And so here's
what you said a second ago.
It's all wonky.
It's all bad.
It's very difficult
to do. So next time you see somebody on a mic in like a big stadium or arena, just know that they're doing work. Unless they have the little ear monitor in, which is totally cheating.
Keep turning my vocals in the monitor.
Yeah, it's cheating. It's cheating.
But that's what's up, and I'm excited. It should be a lot of fun. Like, I had to let him know. I'm like, because there's kind of like after a thing, he's like, well, you guys get back to me tomorrow. Let me know if you guys are in. You know, he's like, I'm excited. You guys sound really good. And I think that we could really move forward from here.
Nice.
And I like that he's taking the lead on a whole bunch of
stuff.
So
he's like the band manager then?
Essentially. Yeah. And so he's put together this other stuff as well. So he's just a gigging musician.
He's a what?
Whoa. Gigging.
That's
gigging.
Their word.
You really need to be a musician to say.
Nice.
Say gigging.
Nice.
But anyway, it's exciting.
Nice.
So we'll see. We'll see what's up. I did let him know that I'm like, I got to get my. This is so funny. You know, in my new band, I had to know, am I going to have hip replacement? So it's funny, you know.
Like, this is not like what it was when I was 17
in
a band.
Right, yeah. I was never in a band then, but
I'm going to have to get my hip replaced soon.
Yeah, so there's that. But so I had to let them know, though. I'm like, look, because they're talking about gigging several times a month, and I'm like, that sounds awesome. But
once I can move.
Yeah. But, yeah.
And not only are you going to get me singing, but then you'll get me dancing as well.
Yeah.
So, what I think was good was that, like, it's nice to, like, have skills, you know, and, like, kind of feel confident about what you're doing and be able to step into a situation.
Nunchuck skills.
And know that they're going to be
skills.
All those skills. They come in handy. But just to be able to, like, know that they're going to want to work with me now, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like that they'll like, okay, we can work around that because you killed those songs and now.
Sweet.
So
he's like, I have passed my audition.
Yeah. It was an audition. Yeah. And Sawyer did great too. And they weren't sure, but Sawyer was all over it.
Yeah.
So
word.
It could be a lot of fun.
Hell
I'm really excited.
Hell yeah. Good times.
Sweet.
I listened to a new book called Children of Blood and Bone, which is a very good story.
That sounds intense.
It's good. Yeah. It's like I don't even know if it's young adult, but it's like a fantasy type novel. It was very enjoyable about these like magic people versus anti-magic people. And it takes place in like I'm assuming like an African setting.
I have heard about that.
Yeah, it's very, very good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah, so check it out. Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi I don't know their last name.
Klaatu.
Tomi A.
Barata.
Yeah.
Tomi Laren?
Tomi, T-O-M-I is the
Tomi
first
Tomi Laren? Probably not, BJ.
She doesn't write, African literature?
Maybe not. But it was a very enjoyable story, so I highly recommend it. But that was the last on my excursions in the audiobook world.
Right on.
But other than that, you know, the rain and the pictures and everything. But yeah, that's basically it.
That's what's up. What's up.
This just in.
I didn't have to hit that button because I joined the
less work, baby.
Less work. Well, I needed to add more spots, and so I was like, what do I do? I was like, oh, I can join these two, and then I'll have another spot for another drop.
There you go.
And then I put it in there.
So every that's what's up. No, you have a...
I have the single one, too.
Okay.
But the boom, 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 that's the end of what's up. Yes. But I don't have any news. So.
I have news.
Do you?
In the time while BJ was talking about his band, I found a shit ton of news.
Hell yeah.
Right on.
Did anybody else know Zac Efron was going to be playing Ted Bundy?
Nope.
No.
I didn't know that until right now. Apparently, it's in development. They've filmed it. It's, I don't know if it's done, but it's close to done.
I don't watch
the movie's called Extremely Wicked and Shockingly Evil and Vile. And I just looked at a side-by-side picture of them, and Jesus Christ!
It's going to be good.
He looks just like Ted Bundy.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy. Like
I say hell yeah.
I like Zac Efron.
Why am I saying hell yeah all the time?
Because you're a bad boy.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And you like to agree.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
I like Zac Efron.
He was the only... Yeah. He was the best actor in Baywatch.
Oh, right. I forgot
which
you
isn't
saw that.
Saying a lot. You're talking about
the movie that just came out.
The movie that just came out, yeah.
With The Rock.
With The Rock. I mean, The Rock was The Rock. He wasn't bad, but he wasn't great. But Zac Efron was...
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I was walking through SeaWorld with someone who's new,
yeah.
And we're kind of talking about different stuff. And mm-hmm. They're all kind of look at me like... Oh, wise. many.
Like Carmack? What is it?
two decades of, you know, performers there. But so, anyway,
yeah.
I was telling him about the Baywatch. That's a weird reality. It's a very weird reality that SeaWorld had a Baywatch show in their stadium.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about that SeaWorld episode of Baywatch before, but
I didn't even know there was a SeaWorld episode of it.
Yes, and Matt Thompson is in it.
Mm-hmm. What?
And so is Ernie Scott.
Wow.
And so is John Spafford.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Awesome. It's definitely worth...
Is it?
It's definitely worth watching.
Baywatch.
Yeah, but
Matt
still,
Thompson, if you're listening, cool. We're going to sit down and watch that.
That's funny. And Matt and Ernie were like sort of competing for lines because they were giving lines out to people. But that's kind of cool. But in the episode, Pamela Anderson is walking through SeaWorld and sees the stadium and goes, "What happens here?" And they're like, "Nothing." They're like, "We have a great show that we could put on there in the stadium." Later that afternoon, they put on that show. And sell it to people. And then they decide, oh, it's a great, it's a rescue show that we're going to do there. And to find out that, and then SeaWorld put in a Baywatch rescue show in there. Did you work there at that time?
Oh, yes, I sure did.
You remember?
Yeah. The first year they brought it in, it was crazy. They actually paid to have a helicopter come in, fly over by the Skyride, just behind the Skyride, and then they played a recording of like an announcement that the helicopter would make, and then it would fly right back to the airport. So every show,
for every show,
every show, they had a helicopter fly in. That's on awesome. the first
season. No wonder they're in financial trouble. How did nobody in that room like, guys, that
maybe
sounds
not
awesome, but wow, what an extreme waste of money.
Yeah.
How about putting in a really expensive new water and light system in the Dolphin Stadium and then not being able to reset the board, but instead having to fly someone in to come in and punch in the numbers for the board?
No.
Yes. Yes.
No, they didn't do that.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Boy. So there's a lot of reasons why.
So what else is in the news?
apparently, Warner Brothers is going to develop a Blue Beetle movie.
What's that? Blue Beetle? That about?
Blue Beetle is a superhero, sort of in the veins of. Oh, I can't think of the Marvel.
I was thinking Blue Meanie. I was like, isn't that a Beatles thing?
I can't think of a Marvel equivalent, really, but it used to be like an old,
is it like the very Tick?
Stereotypical like costume type dude with gadgets and stuff. But the updated version is a young Latino kid named Jamie Reyes, and the Scarab is this thing that like attaches itself to him. So it's like there's voices in it. It's, so, like so a it's kind of like Venom. Yeah, kind of like a Venom type thing, but more like technologically based. So. Yeah. That is in development at DC and Warner Brothers. It'll probably be terrible.
Now, is that a DC comic? Do we know?
Or? It is.
Yeah, everything is terrible if it says DC.
He probably reached his height of popularity in Young Justice. If you haven't watched that cartoon, is definitely worth the watch.
Why? How come DC animation is the only good thing that DC can do?
But the animation is so good.
They're good. They know what they're doing. They know how to make movies. They know how to tell stories.
Hey, it's nice that they have something that they're like, you know, they're.
And I've watched the Marvel animations, and they are terrible.
Yeah, they're not good. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. But yeah, that's bizarre.
I don't know why. And that makes me happy for some reason. That like on something. Yeah, it's something. Oh yeah. Well, our animated movies are better.
Yeah.
Your live actions ones suck, but like not Dark Knight,
right? So.
Yeah, and I have one more. Is that, and this you can take this with a grain of salt. Apparently, Sylvester Stallone is retiring from playing Rocky. So after Creed 2, there will be no more
Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa. Oh, you know, I'm getting a little bit older, so I can't come out. I don't know why. And he said this before. He said this about Rambo, and then he came back and did another Rambo movie. So right. I don't know if it's really
Rambo. Well, is Creed 2 came out this weekend, right?
Yes.
Is it doing well?
Yes.
Okay.
It's doing very well.
Because I don't know anything about the storyline, but I do know that Dolph Lundgren's in it. And I'm like, why is this happening?
He's reprising his role
right,
from Rocky IV.
But why? Why is it?
Because the conflict is with his son is the opposing like big time boxer that they have to fight.
Now our sons
so it's
have
like
to
a
fight.
The sons have to fight, and I killed your dad, and right. I killed your master.
I killed your dad.
yeah.
So I'm gonna go see it just because the first movie.
Well,
was
the first one was good.
So yeah. Good.
It was good.
But it's like, I just don't want it to fall into the Rocky problem where it's like, okay, the first one's real good. Second one's pretty good. It's just like the first one, only Rocky wins. And then you get Mr. T, and then you get Dolph Lundgren, and then it's like, come on. And they're great. Like, don't get me wrong. I love Rocky IV.
Yeah.
I love it. But it's like, that movie is a cheese fest. Like, none other.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, now we're having Creed.
One of the best montages ever filmed, I would say.
And then we have Creed, which is like, oh, okay, this ties into the Rocky story. Okay, great. This is a really good standalone first film, if you look at it like that, even though technically I guess it's the seventh film is what they're calling it.
I don't look at it as a continuation film.
But it is.
Yeah, it is.
But you look at it like a good first film, and then you're like, ooh, I got an idea. Let's bring in Ivan Drago's son and have you fight him. And it's like, oh no, it's already starting. You're already starting it.
On paper, it feels kitschy, especially when you say it like that.
Right.
Yeah. But he's probably like any other like Hollywood company that rehashes Dukes of Hazzard to be a movie or any product that they own. So he's got these products that he has intellectual property on, Rocky and
Stallone.
Rambo. Yeah, Stallone and Rambo. So
and the Expendables.
Yeah, so he can. So I think like it's something he can always do.
Yeah.
So like I can always go through and do another one of these, and it's gonna get made, and I'm gonna get paid, and I'm gonna be able to express
myself. Is he writing them anymore?
Kind of like why give that?
I'm pretty sure he writes. I mean,
did he write Creed?
I don't think so.
I don't think he did. Oh, I mean, he wrote a bunch of the original Rocky movies.
But as a businessman, he has. You know, he has these characters, I'm assuming.
Right, but why? I just don't see why. Like, you could have him fight anybody, but they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
We should have him fight Ivan Drogo's son.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah. It's like, that's a stupid idea. Just have him fight some other crazy Russian.
Like that
if you like that idea.
Let's connect back to stuff we've already done.
I guess.
Kind of thing.
I guess.
But I'm with you. I'd much rather there always be new characters and tell new stories.
I mean, whatever. I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's one of those things. We like to see stuff we're familiar with.
Right.
You know, I'm like, you know.
I must break you.
You got to say that in the sequel,
he's
too,
gonna.
Somehow.
I bet he's going to.
I must break you.
His son will say it.
Yeah.
The son will say it.
Yeah, yeah, but it'll get said.
No, no. What's Creed's?
Adonis. He'll say it.
He'll say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works in sequels.
I must break you. I must break you.
I will break
your dad
my foot
killed
off
my
in your
dad.
Ass.
I must break you. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, good times. No other news?
I have one last piece of news
good.
Relating to our voicemail last week from Rachel. Robin Hood bombed to the surprise of no one.
Right. I almost forgot that
existed.
Jamie Foxx and that other dude.
Taron Egerton. Egerton?
He's the Kingsman? Egerton? Is that right?
Yeah.
The main guy in the Kingsman?
Yeah.
He's likable.
He's good in that.
Yeah, he's likable.
I think...
I didn't see the second Kingsman. Was it good?
I have not seen the second one. I heard it wasn't as good, though. So
it was cheese, but, you know, fun.
Yeah.
Fun cheese.
What you gonna do?
That's what's up.
With news. See, we need a news. We need a news ending of the news drop, because I just use that one every time.
And that's the way it works.
That's
going to
be one more.
Oh, good time. But see, I could just get rid of that.
To get one of those.
The actual recording.
Yeah. That's the way it was.
That's the way it was.
Oh, good times. And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hi everyone, I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? Well, this week I checked out the latest in the Disney Digital Library with Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet. And oh boy, did I enjoy this one. I really liked the first one because they seemed to do something that was quite uncommon by making a movie involving video games that was actually good. You had characters that you cared about, and the story had emotion, and there was all of that. You grew with the characters, understood their story arcs well, and everything came to a nice, tight conclusion. A ton of jokes and nostalgia thrown in, and we were all pretty enchanted. So, where do you go from there? So, Wreck-It Ralph 2. Obviously, it takes place after the events of the first movie. One thing I liked about this was that they didn't try to reveal a piece of information that was changed or wasn't true to force a reason for a sequel. They just continued the events and developed the characters more to tell a different story with a different message. Now, the bones of the movie still look similar. Vanellope is in a position where her possible existence is in danger. This time, a damaged game console that will get unplugged, making everyone in the game homeless. By the way, if one console of Sugar Rush gets unplugged, that can't mean the end, right? I mean, what about all the other consoles that she exists in? Or does each console have their own self-aware cast of characters? So, if that's the case, then I blew the entire Kingdom of Hyrule right out of my Zelda cartridge years ago. So anyway, the part Vanellope and Ralph need to save the console with is on eBay. So it's off to the internet with them. When all of a sudden, a new open world type video game catches Vanellope's eye, how will she sort her feelings for said game when her best friend Ralph is so against it, and she's kinda into it? Oh, there's a lot to unpack here. While they are using the same basic heartbeats to the story as the first one, they do wrap it up in a more expanding, further universe where we find out more about the characters than we thought. This movie is very joke and gag heavy. So many references, it can almost be comparable to Family Guy, but I almost got the feel of a faster paced Simpsons. There are a lot of great jokes in this. I explodedly belly laughed in this. By the way, for me, the funniest parts included the princesses. Without giving anything away, there is one scene with them that is very reminiscent of a Marvel-esque movie. This movie also packs some big punches emotionally, where the first movie it seemed like the main theme was feeling okay with who you are even if you weren't accepted by the majority. This movie deals more with the growth in character and how that can affect relationships. So again, huge stuff for a jokey family movie. Now the weird thing is that even though this was packed with jokes, it had a great story and I believe it was done well, there is a part of me that felt like overall the first movie was still a bit more solid. It happens with a lot of sequels for me. I think this is because when the original movie is made, all the characters are created for the purposes of telling that particular story well. Then the movie makes a buttload of money, so they make a sequel using characters tailor-made for one story to then tell another story. But then again, this time, there are expectations. Just something I was thinking about. Anyway, this movie was great. It hit me in the funnies, and I highly recommend it. But that's just my opinion. I say super jump your way into the theater and check it out for yourself because, hey, what do I know? Next time, I'm going to see what happens when a guy who has an affinity for rock climbing, and by rock climbing, I mean magical animals created by J.K. Rowling, because I'm watching Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Until then, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
You've been Matt, and what? And what?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
Oh, good times. That was a good psych out there.
That was very funny. Yeah. That was very funny. So, that was a
and
good.
By rock climbing. It's like, you bastard.
Son of. How can I say I don't want to see that movie?
Oh, I really wanted him to see it, too. That was a good choice. Oh, because I didn't know about it until you said it, Mike. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm curious about Free Solo. And I was like, I don't even know what that is. And so then I Googled it, and I was like, oh, that's the thing that happened.
I love hearing about stuff that you wouldn't have heard about. you're like, oh, there's this movie that exists that I would have never known about that's badass.
Right.
Unless that thing is Robin Hood.
Apparently. Well, I haven't heard about that.
Oh, those poor bastards. But with that, let's take a quick little break.
Breaky. After these messages,
crush a whole gang, bring Tuesday, Friday, and Lord Trolley the train, and watch me dip their ass in gold, and wear them like my neck chain, sucker, I choke you with your own sweater sleeves, you couldn't even beat me in the land of make-believe, punk. I will Mr. T-bag you in the closest cemetery, nobody's gonna miss you, cause all your friends imaginary.
Hi there, neighbor. I hope you don't mind if I change my shit. I'll be rocking sneakers till this battle's over, so I don't get blood from your ugly face on my panty loafers. I like you just the way you are, one in a million, but it looks like the barber gave your head a Brazilian. I pity your neck, Mr. Gold Chains, you got too many. The only gold I keep is on the shelf in Miami's. I teach a whole world full of children, I can tell. You call yourself T cause you're too dumb to spell.
Who you call a dumb fool? Mr. T only needs one letter. Hello? It's for you. Bill Cosby wants a sweater. You're a 40-year-old virgin in a dopey-ass house. I get Hannibal, Murdoch, Handface to stomp you out. The only pussycat you've ever seen is on Henrietta, sucker. And your Mr. McFeely delivers a lot more than letters. So before you come to battle with your PBS crap, how about I call up CPS about them kids on your lap, fool?
Watch what you say. Kids love me more than lunch. I'm not the one with my face on some whack-ass Captain Crunch. When my plan comes together, you won't even see it coming. I'll chop you into four black dudes and I'll remake Cool Runnings. I'll say this once, Lawrence. I hope it's understood. Get right back in your van. Get the fuck out of my neighborhood.
Hey, yeah! Who's there? You decide!
Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
So I watched on the old Netflix. Scrolling through the old Netflix, and I was like, ooh, what's this? And it was called Walt, and I clicked on it, and it was all about Walt Disney and how like he created Disneyland and Disney and it's Empire and all that. Yeah.
Was it on PBS?
It's something. It's done by the Disney Corp, I think, somewhere along the line. It's narrated by Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
It seems very PBS-ish, kind
of. Does it, like, kind of cover also, like
his whole
worker
family
strikes and stuff like that?
Yep.
Oh.
It's all revolving around Disney.
On PBS.
But yeah. But it starts with, like, you know, I forget his parents' names. I think his dad's name's Elias or something. Elias and Jane Disney were, you know, farmers from Wisconsin or whatever. And, like, just hearing that initial thing, I was like, oh, yeah, Disney's a last name. Like,
is it?
That is his name.
Like, you forget. Like,
have you ever met anyone last name Disney?
No.
So that wrestling event that we went years ago with Bill Oberk.
Yes.
There was a wrestler named Chris Disney, and I'm pretty sure that was just his last name, but. That was the only.
It wasn't his like stage.
It might have been. It might have been. Yeah. I mean, it's got.
Did he have a
good
character
ring.
That was like?
He was a villain.
Okay.
Actually, he did a lot of things. It's a, you know.
Right. Yeah. But yeah. So it's just watching the initial thing where it's like they're talking about his parents and like whatever. Da 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 da. Disney did this that, and I was like, oh yeah, like his name is Walt Disney. Like that's right. His name.
Yep.
And it's so weird to just when you hear the word Disney, you don't think. A family or a person or a child.
Giant corporation.
You think a big corporation, yeah. Right? Entity. And it's right. Weird. Like
a big black hole of sucking every
of creativity and new ideas.
Every piece of art that ever was, I will own it and control it. But they're great.
But they are great.
And this segment brought to you by
And like it's just watching the document. It's like he knew what he wanted to do in a time where it was like, oh, you're going to make cartoons? That's weird. Yeah,
good luck.
Now, was this a one episode thing? Was it like 2 hours or something?
Yeah, it was like an hour and a half, something like that. It was good. And like it just I love Disney, and I was like, oh yeah, let's check it out. Like hear the story of Walt and all that stuff, and like yeah, it was really enjoyable. I could listen to Dick Van Dyke talk to me for an hour and a half anytime.
I love Dick Van Dyke.
Exactly. And then, you know, there's a few talking heads in there of like random celebrities and stuff, but it's mostly like they talk to the original animators that worked with them and like it's
and
it's
like he
great.
Had like a falling out with like an animator, right? And like they and I forget. It's worth watching for sure.
Yeah.
It is. I'm pretty sure that I've seen some of it, if not all of it. And
it was good. And it just was like, oh yeah. And I just keep coming back to the fact that like Disney, like it's a name, and like it was just so
he's
weird to like cool. Think of them as like a family and like him as a person and like getting married and like having kids and like yeah they're part of the Disney's
were farmers,
like, yeah, that's weird,
that is weird.
But it was just a good watch, so I recommend it.
Cool.
On Netflix if you're into documentaries about Walt Disney.
I have the exact opposite experience to talk about.
You watched something and hated it?
We watched.
It's called Disney.
It was called Walt.
Yeah.
We watched Battlefield Earth.
Oh, no. You said you were going to do that.
I forgot how aggressively bad this movie is.
So it did its job.
Oh, my God. It's so. But it was. So we weren't like trash, so we weren't having the best time watching
right.
it. But we were drunk enough to be able to like riff on it and have a good time watching it. But it's just so horrendously bad. Was that? Oh, Disney?
Which one? Like, I did Netflix search for Walt.
What? It was just called
one.
Walt. I don't know. Yeah. That's weird.
Didn't come up?
No, there's two
Walt,
of them.
Walt, the man behind the myth, and Walt before Mickey.
Yeah.
Before Mickey, I think is what it was called.
Ah, there we go.
I think.
I like the idea that it wasn't really a thing that exists, but like you had a dream that you saw.
Right. I watched this whole thing in my head.
And you were there? And you were there? And you were there?
I saw my mama, my head movies. It made my eyes rain.
God. I don't know what that's from, but that's kind
of
funny.
Walt before Mickey. Well, that looks like a movie. That wasn't it at all.
But I swear it was real.
I watched it last night. Samantha was there too.
So you had a plan to watch this bad movie.
Yeah.
And the movie was so bad that you.
It was too bad.
It was just too bad.
Well, I figured at one point we had to get to a point where we're watching a movie like that. Is that it?
That looks more accurate. Yes.
There we go.
The man behind the myth.
The man behind the myth.
The man behind the myth.
Right on.
And yeah, it's like it's trying really hard to be terrible, but you know that can't be the case because it's based on...
They're trying to make it great, right.
It's based on an L. Ron Hubbard book and like John Travolta's acting, producing the movie.
Oh,
so you
really?
Know he's like really into what they're doing.
Really?
And it's just now, so terrible.
Now, hold on now. Does that mean that they take it as like gospel? Like the storyline?
I don't think so because this one's not like in the line of like Scientology books. Like this
right.
is one of his other like just straight up science fiction novels.
Huh.
I don't know enough about it to really expound upon that, but I would have a real hard time thinking this is actually part of the religion at all because good God.
But don't first, this is their crazy this
is
their,
yeah, this is how they
so you have,
but, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, but this isn't
this is their this Genesis is
somehow
story.
Actually, this actually somehow sounds less ridiculous than the actual religion. But so we're Battlefield Earth, I don't
they're listening.
I'm sure that they actually have somebody who monitors the internet for people who talk negatively about Scientology.
Scientology, listen up.
You suck.
Do they?
My name is Rich Subway. I live in San Diego. Bring it. Anyway, so there are these aliens. It takes place in the year 3000.
In the year 3000.
Hamburgers will eat people. humans are scarce. There aren't very many humans because we lost a war to these aliens. And they tell the story like so inconsistently. Like the humans don't know what happened or how, like, you know, civilization ended. Like the humans that are around now, mm-hmm. they just know there are these demons that exist out like in the world. But the tribe of people that we're following don't know even if they're real or not. So of course, like this one guy's like, I want to leave because reasons. Like there's right. no. He was leaving to get medicine for his dad, and then his dad passes away. But then he's like, well, I'm going to leave anyway because I want to like leave the village. So he leaves the fucking village. And then, of course, he immediately encounters, like, the things that they thought were imaginary for the past whoever knows how many thousands of years. So you never, like, no one ever left the village and saw them. Right. Like, no one saw them. They have flying spaceships, for crying out loud. Huh. I'm going to get mad just talking about that. And so the aliens are still there on Earth because, you know, what reason could you think of aliens?
You're selling this to me right now.
You're not going to watch it.
you're making it sound good.
Because I want you to have a bad time, too.
There's spaceship, there's intrigue.
I just want you to imagine, like, what possible reasons could aliens have for coming to Earth? Like,
because they've used up their resources and they need to take someone else's.
That's
sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a
Jared,
good.
You got one?
They're interested in, like we are, interested in researching different life forms.
That's a great reason.
Yeah.
Mikey P., you got a reason?
Nope.
He's shaking his head. He's like, I'm going to fall into this trap.
Probably to probe somebody in their butt.
That's a better reason than this movie.
They're here to save us.
They want gold.
They're just pirates. They're just straight up pirates.
They want gold. And I'm like,
do they use it for something?
No. Not in the movie anyway. Apparently it's worth money to them on their alien planet. I'm like, so on this distant planet in a spacefaring society wants gold because why? They've ascribed some value to a thing that they don't even like. It's not even on their freaking planet.
I wonder.
All they want is literally their impetus is get gold.
I wonder if like L. Ron Hubbard had gold stock, and so he wanted to increase the value of gold. It's so valuable that other planets
aliens will come down here
to
and
try
steal
it. So it's worth more than yeah.
And it's they play on like sort of the Planet of the Apes thing where like the aliens don't speak human language and humans don't speak the alien language. So of course this one, and the guy is I forget the guy's name, but he's Discount Paul Walker, like okay. Not like Target,
that describes
not
him.
Target Discount, but like Walmart Discount
yeah,
Paul Walker.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
And he's the guy, and he's gonna go, and he gets captured by the aliens and he meets up other humans Paul outside Walker. Of his tribe. The aliens, again, because reasons, because John Travolta is just like, he's like the security chief for Earth because they need security from what? I don't know. Like, I don't know what they could possibly need security from because they regard humans as like an insect species. So why do you need to like keep anything secure from them? God damn, this movie's terrible.
Yeah, you are.
I'm right.
You are not.
But I remember all of it because it's so aggressive in how bad it is. And so he goes and he gets captured. And John Travolta has this whole plot about how he's going to get off Earth because it sucks being there. And he wants to go back to the home world. And so he can be big and famous and rich. He's going to get a lot of gold, and he's going to take it with him. And he's going to use these, like, off-the-books humans to go, like, mine the gold. But they think humans are stupid, so what he does is he sits, like, our main protagonist down in a literal, like, learning chair that can make you more intelligent. And it, like, beams knowledge into his eyeballs.
Hell yeah.
First of all.
Give me one of them.
So if you're an alien spacefaring species with a literal intelligence machine, like the fact that any of the aliens are dumb is preposterous, and so many of them are. Like a lot of them just do stupid shit. Uh-huh. Like any of you could go sit in this thing at any time and become smarter, but you don't. Again, because reasons.
You know, that's a reflection on all of us. We could all read books, but like, I know enough to get by.
Yeah, books don't beam into your brain immediately and make you more intelligent.
They should.
Yeah, I wish Matrix style. I know kung fu. It yeah. doesn't happen that way.
Long story short, they make the dumb human smarter, and he, surprise, rebels because they make him smart and able to speak their language. Yeah. And they rally a bunch of other people, and they blow up the dome that the aliens are, like, existing in, and then they die because... oh, no, they use, like, a nuclear bomb because, for whatever reason, radiation reacts poorly with their atmosphere, and they blow up the homeworld, and they blow up the dome. And
unlike
yay,
here on Earth, radiation.
Bring on the nukes.
Yeah. And then they put the alien who wanted gold so bad, they lock him up in Fort Knox, and then it zooms out to a really shittily CGI'd stack of stacks and stacks of gold, Raiders of the Lost Ark style.
So
I just saved you an hour and 58 minutes.
Tell
this
me
movie
I need
is.
To watch this movie.
This movie is an hour and 58 minutes, and it felt like it was 7 hours long.
So it's not
especially
even good,
especially
not even good
bad,
for the bad movie night.
Yeah.
Because also, none of this is also, it's not watchable. That's
right.
The other thing. Like, there's Dutch angles after Dutch angle after Dutch angle for no reason. Like, people will be, like, in the far corner of the screen with, like, all this other real estate. Like, why are they in the corner of the screen?
Cinematographer,
like,
who are you?
Just, yeah. If you can't be creative, just point them at, like, make a square and put their face in the middle of the square. This is what we've been doing since the beginning of time of movies.
John Travolta's like, listen, cousin Bobby is in charge of photography.
Yeah, simple
Jack
voice?
Was running the cameras.
Can you do it?
What? Where? Why?
I mean, yeah.
Ba 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 Marino. Ba ba ba.
See, like, when I think I'm doing Travolta, I'm doing Christopher Walken. But it's like, to me, they're the same voice, but they're not.
Sandy!
That works. There it is. BG,
don't
watch
make
anything?
Me laugh. Don't make me, yeah. So, like I mentioned, Game of Thrones has been filling up a lot of my
hell TV. Yeah.
Not watching. Actually, I've been watching my wife to be play a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2.
Dude, I want it so badly.
So that's been that's a number. Like,
Christmas time though, so I'm not allowed to buy anything. And I know no one's going to buy it for me, but I can't just buy it just in case.
Hell yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Hell yeah.
That's what GameStop's for.
Yeah. So that's been kind of fun. And it's funny too, because she has she doesn't play a lot of the games, but she loves Red Dead Redemption, the old one, and she loves this new one.
This is a prequel to the first one.
It
right?
is a prequel.
But and you're also a bad guy. You're like, you're the bad guy, but you can do good with your badness. You're an outlaw.
You're an outlaw. And you're part of an outlaw gang.
Oh, fuck.
And, and it's super free roaming and you could just do what she'll just spend hours and hours picking flowers.
Yeah.
Just going and picking flowers and doing stuff like that.
Like just being there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a trip.
Just to be there is fun enough.
So she does the thing that I've seen lots of kids do. Like, I remember my nephew would always like, and Lennox, my godson, we'd like have a video game and he'd like, here, come play with me. Come play with me. And he's like, here, I'll get you to this point. And then they just never hand off the controller.
Happens.
Okay, hold on. All right, hold on. Let me do this. Okay, let me do this. So she was like, you want to play? Do you want to play? Here, you can do the shootout. And then she want it back. And then she's like, well, let me get you to this part. Then let me just do this. And then before long, it's like, baby, just go for it. It's fine. I'll watch you and I'll play on my phone and watch.
Yeah,
that's
fantastic.
So that's
adorable.
I also thought of you too because I put on The Office the other day too.
Yes.
And straight joy. Just straight
just random
joy.
Episode or from the beginning?
Not from the beginning. I think it was season 3 or so.
Dude, that's where
and
they are magical. Spot.
Just straight joy. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's right. I forgot how good this is. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. So. That's rad, dude.
Yeah, nothing new though.
Comfort TV.
No movie.
I did want to. I meant to say this in news, but I forgot. So I'm gonna do this instead.
Tangent train.
Yay!
We landed on Mars again. Dee dee dee.
Yep.
I watched that.
It's so bitchin'.
I watched the the footage of the control room.
Oh yeah,
and them talking through it, and then like these nerds, they're all nerds.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Well, that's another thing. Yeah, keep going.
Well, as I say, they like talk it and they land, and then the nerds. So that sounds so terrible, like derogatory.
No.
I mean, in a loving way.
Not anymore. It's not.
But
right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But they get up and they know they're on TV, and they have these
a secret handshake.
Yes. Did you see that?
I did.
They're like, sniff that thing.
Bam, bam, boom, boom.
And I was like, that's so great. They're milking their time on TV.
Freaking great.
I was like, I love that.
It was
I
wonderful.
Love it. Yeah. So that was a joy to watch.
Yeah, that
a lot
filled
of fun.
My heart. Watching, like, oh, they're so happy. I love
that.
Oh, so
did you watch it too?
Thing, like, yeah.
So did you think at all that for just a moment, like, maybe nothing's happening?
Right.
Like, because I just had this thought, like, well, this is an image of people in a room talking about stuff. But, like, it was really easy to kind of imagine, like, nothing's really happening. But, like, I was...
It's a whole story
to sell. It's all theater, yeah. But I'm sure it's science. Like, I'm sure they, like, landed exactly where they needed to, a bazillion
don't tell
miles away.
And that'll punch you in the face.
Well, that's what's crazy. Like, when you think about it, like, there was a perfect little, like, somebody trying to make a political statement about whatever. It was like, people, we can fly to Mars, land on a dime, leave the thing there, but we can't figure out global warming.
Yeah,
something like that. Like,
but we're wrong about global warming.
Yeah,
right?
Something along those lines. But I was like, yeah, it's true. But, like, it's... And the whole point of this thing is it's going to dig deep. It's going to go 16 feet, which apparently is like a huge, feat. I'm like, 16 feet? That doesn't seem like we're going to find much 16 feet down, but they think that that's the magic number to find some crazy shit on Mars.
But they've already found water on Mars. Isn't that right?
Traces of water.
Traces of water.
So,
like, in their mind, yes, water was once here one time. But they haven't found water.
But
they haven't like rolled over a lake or
anything. Right.
Science has sort of taught us that if there's water, there's a very good chance that there was life.
Like me and my brother, like when we do our like Friday night hangouts or whatever, we hang out with my buddy Chris, and all we do is like talk about bull crap like this. Where I'm like, I should record this and like put it on the internet because we just,
because my podcast sucks.
No, it's just like you know that 70s show when they're like, and there's a car that runs on water, man. It's like we're smoking doobies in the 70s, only we're not. We're just standing around a backyard staring
smoking
in space.
Doobies in the backyard.
I wish. I'm not allowed.
What?
No,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Not allowed.
Hey, government employee.
But yeah, we just have these random ass conversations where it's like, as humans, that is our understanding. You need water to live. Mm-hmm. Or on Earth, that is what is required for life to exist.
As we know it.
As we know it, there could be life
silicon-based
everywhere doing other shit. Drinking, like, they don't need...
Drinking mercury for breakfast.
Yeah, they don't need anything. Yeah, but to us, it's like, there needs to be water. I'm like, maybe there doesn't need to be water.
They have a whole number system that's based on base 11.
Yeah.
something crazy.
Like, all sorts of... Like, just because us as humans, this is how we understand our life on this planet, doesn't mean that that's what we need to be searching for elsewhere. But that's the starting point. So yeah, that's what we're looking for.
I get a kick out of... And it's funny. I used to go to this this lecturer... who his whole thing was he used to work for NASA, and he has a whole slew of photographs and stuff of the moon, the moon was colonized at one point, is like his thing. And like, there's proof of it in certain things.
See,
like, there's certain...
That's not...
Well, you know what? But listen, like, Earth is really habitable right now.
Right.
Like, but maybe a million years ago, the sun was way too hot for Earth and life as we know it, but it was perfect for Mars. And so that there could have been a technology and a civilization that was advanced enough to live there. And,
the whole where did everything come from thing drives my brain to the point of insanity.
It's hard to comprehend, that's for sure.
Because even like the religious people, they're like, it was God. I'm like, okay, great. God created everything. And okay, who created God?
Right.
Like, he didn't, like, no matter what it is,
you know what
it had to have come from somewhere.
I want to exist.
Right.
All right, step 2.
But where the thought came, where the thought come from? Like, there's always a step before, and it drives my brain insane.
There's always a bigger fish.
Because there's no way to ever answer it. Even if science is like, well, it was the Big Bang, and this is that. Okay, well, where'd the thing come from that expanded infinitely?
Well, we don't know that yet.
Oh, yeah, we don't know that. Well, where'd that come from? Where did the thing... There's got to be something somewhere, but there's not. There's no beginning.
Yeah, well, that was the thing
There's no beginning.
When I'm 12 or so.
How did it start if there's no beginning?
Right. Or how does it end if there's no end? Because you ask, well, where does this... I remember asking my mom, where does space end?
Right.
She says, it doesn't. I'm like, no, mom, where does it end?
Like, it's going to like... Stop at something.
Yeah, because she's like, no, it keeps going. Yeah. And then my brain just like...
Infinitely large and ever expanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
But since from science, we know
Chewbacca
that it kind of like
is a Wookiee.
We know that everything's moving away in a particular direction and speed that you mm-hmm. can kind of like, you know, the Big Bang, you can kind of like through science kind of tie it back together to a beginning point.
Right.
Yeah. Which I get a kick out of.
Right.
Because the whole idea of that, like, we are all part of each other, you know, that literally through science, you know, through religion, it's not as clear because I think religion is much better in metaphors and, right. And such. But like in actual science, that like we actually are all of the same source.
Right.
You know, and then if we trace it all back, you know, we're together. So we have like bits of each other throughout the universe. And
no, it's
mind boggling. It's mind boggling.
It drives me insane.
So I've gone to Catholic school for most of my education life anyway, from kindergarten up to 18, I went to a Catholic school. And most of the people, like teachers and at least the teachers were down with the science. Mm-hmm. And there was like a few here and there who were like, no, well, you know, we don't really know this, whatever, like science is this, science is that. And as soon as I started taking like physics and astronomy and like really getting into that stuff, and I'm like I was already past my point of being religious at that point. And I'm like, why don't they see this as like almost like proof that there is something greater? Like, it's just like you said, it's so mind blowing.
Right.
Like, how little we actually know about the universe, but what we do know about it and things that we can prove is so mind blowing.
Yeah. But
like that seems like a perfect explanation for something bigger than us, like setting things in motion.
And that's something
that people reject that.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. Well, like, this lines up almost perfectly.
But I think it's like, I hate to think that like science and religion are the same, because one of them, they both want you to sort of come to a particular conclusion, but one is like through facts, but they both, I don't know. They're not the same. I can't say that they're the same.
Sure.
I do like the idea that some of the stuff that we try to explain over the centuries through religion and through metaphors and stories that you can find the truth in it, and it could actually be explained through science, even though it's not exactly how we teach it in Catholic school.
Yeah.
But it's actually the exact same story, and it's being proven by science. So I always get a kick that like we could prove that God exists
that
in a way.
That battle might have happened on the equinox, so the sun was actually out a little bit longer that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get a kick out of that. I don't like the idea that that's all you're doing is searching for stuff to back up your particular religious view, but I like the idea that like there are stories that get repeated throughout religions that are also repeated in science and probably are true in some way.
It blows my mind. And like, and then like random stuff will happen. Like when, what was it last year? That interstellar big tube looking thing. No. The interstellar object came flying past Earth.
Well, that was like a few months ago, right? Like 6 months ago.
Something like that.
Well, that was just, it wasn't that long ago.
I thought it was almost a year ago. Maybe not. Maybe. But anyway, it comes flying through Earth. Like, whoop, there it goes.
Yep.
And it's like, A, where did that come from? No idea. B, how is it moving so fast? And C, what the hell was that thing? And nobody even knows that it even happened. Like no one's talking about it. I'm like, we just saw something that we're never going to see it again.
Right.
Whatever that thing was is going so fast, came from so far, and it's interstellar because it's not affected by our sun. It's not affected by anything. It's just whoosh, and it's a big freaking tube-looking thing.
Yep.
Like the size of Manhattan or something?
In the hell is that? Famous. And nobody even cares. And I'm like, how is this not like a huge news story?
Just Thanos passing through, man.
Like, what the hell is it?
I think that same reason why, like, they don't want to talk about life on Mars or because it hasn't been explained by the big bodies of knowledge, which we like of our religion and
people
our science.
Don't know what
there's an agreement.
Was.
Yeah, that we can't. Yeah, that we
can't
agree
on
stay,
what it was.
We're
so
going to stay in this. Yeah, and I think that kind of the Catholic Church would crumble, you know, and all religions would probably crumble if the truth were so obvious through science about something else, you know.
Yeah.
Because they've already established their parameters of like Jesus was a man or whatever. And that there's certain rules that we're working with because of it. When it turns out like, oh, well, there's bigger rules that, that encompass all of it. So
it's just it gets brushed aside. It's like, oh, that thing, an interstellar object that in and of itself is like, oh, that have we ever seen one of those before? Nope. Oh, we have no concept of that whatsoever? Nope. Oh, did one just happen to fly by? Yep. Oh, yeah. And we like, saw it. Like, we witnessed it? Yeah, kind of. What? And how are we not talking about this? Harvard, like, a bunch of Harvard kids were, like, putting out reasons why they believe it was a probe, like, flying by to check out everything in its path. And send back info.
Well, that's
info.
Not good.
And if Harvard says it.
Because it flew right by us. And like, what? It's weird.
I remember the imagery of kind of just like a big old piece of bark or something.
Yeah, it's like a big old tube-looking cigar thing.
Yeah, like a big cigar.
Only it's hauling ass. Like, faster than anything we can comprehend. Like, how is it moving so fast? We don't know. Where did it come from? No idea. Is it affected by any gravitational pull? No, none whatsoever. Let's just not talk about it.
I got to read up on that.
Like, what? How are we not talking about it?
I remember that happening, but I didn't. Yeah, I didn't read up. Yeah, I didn't read up on it as much as I would like. Weird.
Anyway, like all the because I listened to like Jurassic Park. I think I talked about that the other day. But like just the fact that dinosaurs ruled the Earth for like 100 million years. They were on Earth for like 100 million years. March around. That was all there was dinosaurs for 100 million years. And they died, what, 65? They died out 65 million years ago?
Thereabouts.
So that's 165 million years of just dinosaurs and no time without dinosaurs. And humans have been around for what? 3,000, 4,000 years?
No, more than
100,000 years.
No, I'm just
years.
Kidding. Yeah. But like, but like
cosmically
not a, but not 100 million
amount.
Years worth.
Not 100 no. million years.
Nope.
No. I can't even comprehend 100 million years.
We'll be dead long before that.
Like 100,
I don't mean
just
us.
Dinosaurs.
I mean people.
Just dinosaurs for 100 million years. Yeah. America's 200 years old. 200.
Yep.
Not 100 million years. Just think about 100 million
years.
It's
a few
years,
people ago.
Guys. Yeah. It's crazy. Anyway.
It's crazy.
Space is cool.
So, as far as and if you want to.
Like, it is. If you wanna, like, that's why the whole nerds, like, getting all excited about it. It's freaking cool.
I follow NASA cool. on Instagram, and I'm like, I read all.
Yeah.
Everything they post.
And I'm like, yeah, send something to Mars. Dig down. Let's see what's down there. Probably nothing. But the fact that we have a robot on Mars talking to us here is freaking epic and awesome.
Yeah.
And go nerds.
Go nerds indeed. I like the meme too that said it's a proven fact that Mars is the planet completely inhabited by robots.
Right.
We do know that.
That's cool.
That's
Martians are like, what the fuck? Let's show these
sending
guys.
Sending us your garbage. Yeah. I saw a cartoon of like two Martians holding up like a blank slate picture like in front of the camera.
Oh, yeah. There's like a whole city and stuff behind it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
There's all sorts of cool stuff.
But that's good.
About dinosaurs, I saw another one. It's an illustration of a comet. Like a giant meteor like coming through space and it's wearing a hat and it said I heart dinos and he's holding a brochure it said Dino Land and it's a picture of Earth and it looks so happy to be like heading towards Earth.
That's great.
Oh man,
people are clever.
Badass giant things you can go
so
see.
So cool.
Yeah,
100 million years. 100 million years they were on Earth for 100 million years.
Pretty cool.
Long time.
And we're gonna destroy the fucking thing. It's like.
Yeah. I hope not.
Oh, maybe. The Earth will be fine.
We're going to destroy humans. That's what's going to
happen.
Humans
are fucked. Yeah, exactly. The Earth has been through worse shit than us.
Yeah, that's what they say. I think Carl Sagan is like, there's lots of like intelligent civilizations out there. But once they get to a certain point where we're at now, where their technology gets to a point where they have the ability to destroy themselves, that's like they call it the nuclear threshold.
Yep.
And that if that's... civilizations have come and gone and who could never get past it.
Yeah, reset.
And like the ones who do, who we will see, are ones who are able to evolve to a point where they could get past it.
Yep.
And like, I'd like for us to get past that. That would be sweet. It doesn't look good lately,
it'd
but
be nice. Yeah.
But, we'll do our part. We had 2 hours now. Dang, how long have we been going?
1 hour and 6 minutes.
Oh,
but we're talking about space, so it seems like crazy
it
talk.
It seems like infinity.
But so anyway, it's just like the fact that we landed on Mars and the fact that people are excited about it. I'm like, that's cool. And they're probably going to forget in a matter of minutes.
Like,
and
with
that's
that,
the end of that. But
with that level of precision, it's like hitting a bullet that was fired from a gun that was in a moving car while you're standing still with a less accurate, shittier gun.
Right.
And bam, bullseye.
And it happened. And SpaceX also has stuff that can launch itself and then land itself.
Right?
What?
If I was one of those guys, I'd be like, no big deal.
Look what we made happen.
Yeah, it's cool.
But we didn't land on the moon ever.
No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, that was fake.
Soundstage.
Oh,
we don't
man.
Mean it, Buzz.
That's yeah. funny. Maybe the people in that room who were landing the Mars rover were like, remember just how we did, you know, yeah. 35 years ago, 40
yeah,
years
with
ago.
With whack excited, technology. Everybody. Yeah. Yeah, with fake technology. Three, yeah. We did it! Anyway, anything else? No? Good to go? Good for this one? Good for this one. Excellent.
What? You mind if I hop in?
Hop in.
Nerd out, buddy.
Okay, so Black Friday just happened not too long ago.
It did.
And Hulu was running a special Ooh. For 99 cents a month for a whole year.
If you signed up during that.
During those 3 days or whatever, That's cool. So I went ahead and jumped on the Hulu train.
Hell yeah.
$12 for the whole year. $12 for, well, yeah, I don't know if how I'm getting billed, if it's going to be all in one shot for the whole year.
Yeah, but still, $12.
Take my $12.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Normally $15 a month or whatever.
Well, actually, it's the commercial version, so it's whatever, $7.99 or whatever a month. But still. I know. I'm all right, so I'll hop in, and I want to see one of these Hulu exclusives. I didn't care what it was. I just wanted to see it. I'm all, saw a picture of Hugh Laurie, and I'm all, oh, he's the guy who plays the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm all, oh, he's got a series on here that's just for Hulu. All right, let me check this out. It's called Chance. And I saw the whole first season, and there's a second season I haven't seen. But I am so like, oh, my God. It has that feel of... kind of like Breaking Bad and Weeds, yeah. where your protagonist is kind of mild mannered they find themselves in a situation and they're like, okay, I need to get out of this situation, so I'm gonna try something, and then they just keep digging their hole a little bit deeper and and you're like, oh God, where is this gonna go? But I loved it.
It's cool.
So I highly recommend Chance. And yeah, being a cord killer, I don't have access to broadcast TV, so this is crazy to me. Like Nathan, I'm a big Nathan Fillion fan, and so
he's on The Rookie,
the beginning of The Rookie, and I can't believe how good that show is.
Really
loving it. The writing's great, and I'm all, yeah, it can't be that good, you know. But
that's
no.
what I thought when I saw the trailer. I'm like,
yeah, it looks like ridiculous, but Oh, really, really digging that show. So, anyhow,
cool.
That's what I've been doing.
New stuff to watch, people.
That's cool.
There's always new stuff.
So
to
now,
watch.
Do you have Hulu, Rich?
I do.
So we've all got Hulu.
Yes, yeah, sir.
We're a Hulu podcast.
We're the Hulu and Amazon
And Netflix.
Oh, Amazon just has something. Oh man, I forget what it was.
But?
Oh, it's Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which everyone says is real good and it won all those Emmys and stuff, and I still have yet to watch it, but season 2 is coming out, or it just came out, or it's starting to come out, but Zach Levi is now in it and stuff, and I didn't know anything about this show,
sure.
And then I just saw a premise for it, or maybe it was a trailer for like season 2 is coming out. Like, I had no idea what the show was about. I thought it was like a fantastical type story. This is like a story based in reality, and she's just a stand-up comedian at a time when women weren't comedians.
Yeah,
that's like the basis of the show.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
No clue whatsoever. But like having like just hearing the title, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisie or whatever,
does not draw me in.
Like a you're like, well, you think like a Mary Poppins or like a fantastical type story,
which I also want to see.
Mary Poppins
too many Returns. At that nexus of there's like 5 movies that I really want to see right now.
I know, Christmas time. December is a good time for movies usually, like summertime and Christmas time. But anyway, so like. I had no idea what the movie was or what the show was about, but like if you would have just like somehow gotten the word out to everyone, which I mean, they're trying obviously, but like no idea that it's about a stand-up comedian in like the '50s.
Yeah.
It's a woman. Like, that's a good concept for a show.
Yep.
It is. And just the name Marvelous Mrs. Maisel does not
make
me
draw
me
in.
It.
Right.
Nope.
But like Miller's Crossing did not make me want to watch that movie forever.
But seeing a trailer for it or seeing some advertisement for it and actually seeing it. Cause like I just wasn't seeing stuff for Amazon, but like all of a sudden I saw a trailer for it and I was like, this actually looks real good.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder it won all these freaking awards. So I'm intrigued by it to go and check it out.
Anyway, one day.
Is there anything on the horizon anyone's looking forward to seeing that they have not seen yet?
Not that I can think of offhand.
Right.
I'm excited about watching Game of Thrones all the way through again.
Hell yeah.
And I'm going to finish it way before it's out.
I know, by April. It's like easy peasy.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I might watch the last season one more time before the before it comes up.
But out there, what are you guys watching? Let us know. Send us an email, voicemail, all that stuff. Hit us up on Facebook. Send us a message. However you want to get a hold of us. Tweet at us, Instagram, all those things.
Yep.
Let us know what you're excited about, what you're watching, anything. Give us a call. We're here to listen. But on that note, thanks for out there for listening. This has been Last Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
Oh, and I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.